Before we hop into the hometown calendar and the birthdays for today, we have a long-lost guest who has made his way back to Millersburg and the radio station, not for lack of not doing anything, because the Ohio State Highway Patrol has been super busy. But welcome with me this morning, Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the East. See, I don't forget things.
Wayne and Holmes County both. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning. It's great to be back. Get off path every once in a while and have to meander back.
Well, you know, you talk about at the beginning of summer how busy summer is for you guys. Yeah. So you were living the life.
Yeah, it's
definitely
that time of year. We got all the holidays, the Memorial Day, July 4th coming up on Labor Day again, and just the traffic throughout the summer creates more incidents and gets us out and moving around, and amongst a lot of other things going on. The fair is going on. You got Holmes County Fair. You got Wayne County Fair coming up. You know, just a busy time of year.
And we're also coming into the school time of year. Good lead in on your part.
Yeah, nice job. We get towards the end of that summer season and we get back into school. And looking at the calendars, we got a lot of schools starting back next week. We have a few that are going back the week after that. So we're getting into that point where it doesn't seem it should be that far into the summer.
I feel like we were just like, hey, it's the 1st of July, getting ready for the 4th.
Yep, and now we're back to school.
And I'm like, wait, where?
Yeah, back to school. And with that comes the big yellow school buses that we haven't seen in some time. And so just kind of a reminder for everybody that they're going to be back out on the roadways, and the importance of paying attention around the school buses. We see incidents every year. I think in the last 5 years, we've had, if I remember my numbers right, it was like 58 or 59 traffic crashes involving school buses.
0 stars. Do not recommend.
Yes, right. Not a good thing to do. But so typically, you know, we're driving around all summer. We don't see them. We get used to our routines, the time that we have to leave in the morning, in the afternoon, whatever that looks like. And then all of a sudden, the buses show back up and they're stopping traffic and picking up the kids and doing all those things. So just kind of a reminder for everybody that they're going to be back out on the road starting next week. Leave yourself a little extra time, maybe in the morning if you're trying to get to work or even to get to school, whatever that looks like for everybody, because they're going to be out there and it requires everybody's patience a little bit. Reminder, you have to stop at least 10 feet away from a school bus when it comes to a stop. So you'll see most of the time the buses are rolling up. They have those yellow lights on. And then as they come to their stop, they'll throw out the red lights and the stop sign. And you're required to stop 10 feet in advance, either in the front or the rear of that school bus. A lot of times we always tell people, when you see those yellow lights come on, start looking around. You'll tend to see kids that are at the end of a driveway or a car that's parked there in that general location where they're going to pick up some kids. So that helps you understand kind of where they're going to come to a stop, and, you know, just paying attention as to what's going on around you. On the flip side, we'd like to tell the parents to make sure that kids are looking before they walk out into the roadway. So as much as we expect vehicle traffic to stop, sometimes it doesn't. And people in today's day and age are distracted by a lot of things, and you never know what's going on. So if you're a parent and you have a kid that's going to be getting on or off a school bus, make sure you have that conversation with them to look both ways before they cross. The bus drivers do a really great job of making sure they're paying attention, but sometimes things can get missed. So an extra set of eyes and them paying attention is just as important.
And as a driver as well, it's also for you to watch that bus driver, because if you guys are in contact sometimes as they flip the yellow, they'll like, go ahead, you know, if you're too close.
Sure.
So keeping that contact with them, you may not be a student riding on their bus anymore, but it's good common courtesy.
And the other part of, you know, the school buses in this area, we have a lot of hills, we have a lot of curves, we have a lot of that stuff that you could pop that hill and there's a bus stop there. And a lot of times there's traffic signs there that warn you of a school bus stop ahead. But in some areas, you know, maybe it's a new family, they haven't posted that sign up yet. So just being aware, paying attention, knowing that it's coming back is going to help us avoid some incidents.
Exactly, because the of all the things you don't want to hit, a child is the top of the list.
That's at the top of the list. Yeah, we don't want to see any of those incidents over the last, I think there was a fatal bus crash here 2 years ago, 3 years ago, out towards the Springfield area. That's been the only one we've seen in the 5 years, but there have been multiple crashes where kids have been injured as a result of whatever the situation was. And if we can avoid those, obviously that's, you know, that's very important.
So when you see the lights, it's a stop. And that is a, you don't have to be there to give them a ticket kind of
incident. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. That's one of the violations that we don't have to view. And the school bus drivers are able to collect the information from the car, the license plate number, the description of the vehicle, what the driver looked like. And believe it or not, they do a really good job of that in seeing those things. And those are tickets. Those aren't warnings. Those are citations that usually comes with a mandatory court appearance. And a lot of times a license suspension,
fines.
Yeah, the legislators have deemed that that's a very important law, and they've written the penalties to reflect that. And
they did something good.
Yeah, right. There we go. We've seen a lot of the schools in the area now have recordings. They have video recordings. So whether the bus driver sees it or not, it's on recording. It'll have the car. You can see the driver in the video. You can see the license plate number. So the days of thinking maybe you're just going to get away with it and you'll just go by aren't of the past. You know, the technology has been great to allow us to see those things. And so they'll send us a link that's got a copy to a video, and we're able to see the whole incident, and it's no question, you know, and those go to court as well. So the like I said, the punishments are pretty strong for that violation, and we write that ticket every time.
Yeah,
there's not a warning for that violation, and that one will cost you some money, cost you some time with your license, a lot of serious things.
Well, those big yellow buses are carrying some of the most important cargo that any vehicle can carry.
Yeah. And, you know, and we do our part with the buses as well. They all get inspected twice a year. We inspect school buses, the Highway Patrol, that's our responsibility. We have people that's their only job is to inspect school buses. And each one of those buses gets inspected twice a year to make sure they're meeting all the safety requirements so that the kids on board are safe as can be, as far as a mechanical perspective and things like that. And so, yeah, we try to keep tabs on all aspects of it, from making sure that people are following the traffic laws, to make sure the buses are safe, to making sure the parents are talking to their kids and getting it all. So if we can get all of those puzzle pieces together, we hope to have a safe school year.
And if you were at the state fair, you could have caught what goes into a bus inspection.
Yeah.
You guys were demonstrating that so people could see how thorough you guys are.
Yeah, that's not a quick, just, okay, the tire's got air in them, you know.
Like studio tire kick.
Yeah, right, yeah, it's a pretty in-depth inspection.
I would think that kicking a bus tire would hurt a lot more than a regular car tire.
It's a big item, yeah.
It's no tire kick here.
Yes, so, yeah, just making sure you're paying attention is a big thing as we go into the school year. Give yourself a lecture time.
Look at us telling you to pay attention
again
and give yourself more time. This seems like a whole new conversation.
Yeah, broken record, right? Yeah, we say that all the time.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
There you go, right? Yes.
Wait, I don't think wheels get oil, but you know.
Somewhat, yeah. The saying works.
It'll be all right. As always, also wear your seatbelts.
Sure. Yep. That's we can go on and on about different safety topics. That's a huge one as well. It's been a minute, so I have lots of things we could cover. But yeah, put your seatbelts on.
It's always a reminder every time.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks for making your way back.
No, I appreciate you guys having us. It's always great to come down here and get to talk to everybody and get our message out.
For sure. And this is a very important message to get out.
Yep.
That was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post, Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. We're going to take a moment here, and we'll be back with the hometown calendar and the birthdays for today.